A Connecticut town in the midst of crisis over the nickname of its high school sports team now has no mascot at all. Killingly High School's teams will simply be referred to as Killingly. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the absence of a nickname stems from a campaign to reinstate one deemed offensive by a local Native American tribal nation.
The school board dropped the name Redmen after the Nipmuc of Central Massachusetts, Northeast Connecticut, and Northwest Rhode Island said that mascots and logos of any kind featuring Native Americans were offensive. But now there's a push to go back to Redmen, and writer Paul Lucas says that'd be pretty rare. For 20 years, he's covered sports team uniforms, logos, and identities for a sports blog called UniWatch, so he's followed the controversy around Native American names and imagery, like when the Cleveland Indians retired the Chief Wahoo logo from their uniforms in 2018.
It would be the first such instance that I'm aware of, but it certainly speaks to how contentious the issue tends to be in many communities, and there's a lot of push and pull, and it's an issue that has sort of become a proxy for other larger issues like red versus blue or liberal versus conservative.
Lucas says this is something that's not going away. He brought up the debate around a mascot in Wisconsin that led to a school board there voting to dump their mascot. Some members of the Killingly board are working on getting Redmen reinstated, and part of that involved a vote to ditch the name used to replace it. These are Killingly politicians who ran in November on the mascot issue and ended up getting a supermajority on the school board. Until the matter is resolved, the school says that each team will now wear uniforms with only Killingly written on them. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.